I'm looking at, we have, oh, we went over.
She was here.
No, you're a good gabberin.
You were talking.
It's 9:47 or 8:47. We're back from Point of Privilege. Okay, so now Calvin challenged me or us because I had made the point, do we want to micromanage or let the manager do some of his job? And Calvin basically said, we need to make a decision on this because we put it in the budget. He's the manager. This is equipment. Okay? So, yeah, the argument was a trailer, or I brought up the trailer, they brought up the truck. Your Maxine, you have an issue, and I understand that, and I appreciate it. You have your issues. I'm going to give a summary of what I see from what I've heard. Okay, I brought up the idea of the trailer, economics. They brought up the truck of convenience and usability. They brought up some valid points. The truck is only rated at 10,000 GVW, our gross max towing rate. And that's with a brake controller in it, and that's with a weight distribution hitch in it. I understand that. And now I'm going to think back about something when my daughter took her Tacoma, which was rated at 6,500, and towed my my stock trailer with three horses in it up to the high desert, and about wrecked it because they lost front end steering because it was the same principle. So I'm like, you know, I'm not closed-minded. I have to think things through. So in the respect of the truck versus the trailer, I see more safety with the truck. I see more portability with the trailer, but I see more safety and other things with the truck. We can use this truck and the dump trailer to move materials to the site. And we can also get a larger trailer in which this truck will handle down the road, down the road if needed. In this truck, you can add boxes to it on the bed. And under the back end behind the mud flap, you can put some smaller boxes. You can put some jackhammer slots just like you see in normal construction
right.
trucks. See, I'm not totally closed-minded, okay? So that's the way I see it. Either truck or trailer, there's going to be a capital investment in either one with making it our own, meaning putting the racks in this or putting a jackhammer hole thing here and something to put the whacker in that we can lock it in, so on and so forth. I understand. So now the question is, do we let the general manager be a general manager, or are we going to micromanage? Or are we going to make all the decisions for the general manager? And or are we going to make a decision on this or leave it up to the general manager?
Did you just say? Didn't make any sense. I say that let's let Calvin look at the expense of the trailer on the truck, keeping it all under 50K with the help of these gentlemen, and then go for it.
Okay.
Based on parameters that our chairman has.
Do you want to make that motion?
I do.
So do you want to make a motion that we leave it up to Calvin to decide truck or trailer or truck and trailer?
Truck and trailer under 50K with the accoutrements to the trailer.
Could you replace the word Calvin to general manager? Because I may not be here.
That's
sure, general manager.
I'm going to fall off my horse tomorrow.
Well, you should wear a helmet.
Ellie understood the matter, didn't she? Okay.
So do you want me to repeat it, Ellie?
To authorize the general manager to look into the complete expense of a truck and or a trailer up to $50,000?
To whether or not which to do, the truck and or the truck or the trailer.
Okay.
For the crew.
And make the purchase, right?
That's his motion is to believe that the final decision-making to this factor is up to the general manager.
Is that, they guess.
Okay, thank you.
That's the motion.
Now, do I have a second from anybody? Well, I'm going to second.
So let me make sure I have this correct. So motion to authorize the general manager to make the determination of whether the district should, it's in the district's best interest to purchase a truck and or a trailer with a total expense cap of up to $50,000. $50,000 is a complete cap.
Right, that's with all...
with all the lighting or retrofitting that's needed,
correct.
Everything. And that was made by Director Sanderson and second by Director Link. So roll call vote, Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Israel?
No.
Director Wargo?
No.
No? Thank you. Director Davis?
No.
And Director Link?
Yes.
So motion failed.
So I'm looking at the minutes from our last board meeting. It's in our board book. I don't even have to go back. I have that little home minutes. And it says here in our new business, the first thing in our new business is the district CPA went through the budget with the board and answered any and all questions that they had. There was some discussion on whether or not the district should purchase a new service truck. And although the line item was left alone in the proposed budget, the board expressed that the district manager would need to come to the board before purchasing a direct service truck. And that was saying that that was $50,000, but you just raised rates in this town, people are still hot about it. And some perceptions, I want to give you guys the tools that you need so you can do your job properly. I also don't feel like it's a rushed decision. That's a lot of money for our district. We're a very poor district. And I make a motion that we table this until next week.
I second it.
Sorry, give me just a second. So a motion to table this matter for next month's agenda, made by Director Wargo, second by Director Davis. So Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Sanderson?
No.
Director Israel?
Yes.
Director Davis?
Yes.
Director Link?
Yes.
Motion passed. Just authorization from the board. So basically what happens is our union members, our union employees,
mm-hmm.
they're required to pay union dues.
Yeah, my team.
Those are withheld through their payroll.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the month, the district cuts a check and mails a check to the union. So the district's basically the middleman on this. So the union had come out to us nicely and they had asked, they said all of our other agencies, they submit it electronically. It's a little easier. It's a little faster, more efficient.
Then send an object.
Mm-hmm. And so they were requesting that the district.
Isn't this more of just a procedural situation?
It is, except for the fact that the district's very cautious when it comes to the district's bank accounts.
Mm-hmm.
We don't typically just share district bank accounts just like that with anybody. That's why we brought it to the board for
mm-hmm.
their review and their approval.
So you can do it electronically instead of write a check?
If the board approves it, then yes.
I make a motion that we accept electronic review minutes of union dues.
I second the motion.
Less work for you. Less writing.
Well, we brought it. It is more of a office managerial, or yeah. You know, but we did it out of caution because it does deal with the district's bank accounts. So, and there are three different ways. There's a wire transfer, an ACH, or an ACH debit. Does the board have any preference?
ACH.
ACH.
What's wait a minute? What's ACH?
ACH is how you do automatic payroll.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So motion to approve the electronic remittance of union dues made by Director Davis, second by Director Sanderson. Okay. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Link?
Aye.
All right, thank you.
Staff report, Cornwell, DBA, Barker, Penny, and Schull.
Okay, so we were at the mid-month finance and audit committee meeting going over a list of tools that were purchased for the district. I refused to sign the check. And in particular, it was for an AT screwdriver set. And the total for the AP screwdriver set came to $195.17. I think even if you look down on the invoice, there's another AP screwdriver set that is $100 cheaper. And that would have come with the same warranty, with the same lifetime replacement, with the same. I just thought that I get it for like a socket set or for something with a lot of nifty stuff, but for eight screwdrivers, I thought $200 was a bit much. So I refused to sign the check. Sure, and after looking at this over when I got my board packet, I noticed that there was another one for $100, and it doesn't, the description on both of them is the same. So I don't know what $100 difference was. That's three, four people's water bill for a month for eight screwdrivers. It just seemed to be excessive. And I figured you're a board, somebody else could sign for it.
Are there any less expensive, Calvin?
If you read my staff report,
I did.
Cornwell, which is a private contractors, I guess, like a franchise, and so that's why it's DBA Barker Family Tools. And I don't know if y'all have ever seen the Snap-on trucks. That,
right.
Okay.
Right.
So they could actually come here and have a mobile shop.
Right.
And you can either order out of the catalog or go in your mobile showroom and pick, you know, what you want. And these are lifetime guarantees. And as far as the screwdrivers, that's something that Director Lorgo had not brought to my attention about the other cheaper ones, but I think it's just off the top of my head. I told him that the shaft come in different sizes. There's flathead, Phillips, and that also plays into it. And being said, you can call Cornwell and they will come, and if something breaks, they're lifetime warranties, and that also reduces staff time, mileage, wear and tear in the vehicle. And also, these are quality parts or tools. They're not your Wally World special. And also, if you went to the large distributor, whether it be Lowe's or Home Depot, sometimes the lifetime guarantee, you would have to actually contact the manufacturer and to get your refund or make the exchange if it's over the 30 days of purchase.
Depending on what company you go to, what company it is.
And also, there are a lot of tools that are specialty tools that Lowe's and Home Depot, they can either order it or they're unable to even order it.
Okay.
M18, Milwaukee.
Okay, thanks, Calvin.
Three-piece set, $800.
Three-piece auto kit, what is that?
I have a couple questions on this.
Seven questions.
For one, why do you need a 400 amp clamp? You don't have any electricians here.
That is when the SCADA and the high, the control panels, that if it fails, if we called, what is Britneth or Legend? They would charge a fee just to come test where we can sit there, test and assess, and then give them, make the decision whether to call them or not.
Okay.
You know, it could be just a fuse, or it could be something that we're unable to repair.
Okay.
We're not qualified to repair.
You, by doing that, put the district in severe liability. The reason being is none of the employees have been NFP-70 trained, which is our flash protection. Anytime you go into a cabinet that is rated over 50 volts, you are required to wear arc flash protection or the proper PPE, i.e. one is level one, rubber gloves with leather outers, and two is a face shield. If you go up above that voltage and you go over a certain amount of calories per square meter rated arc flash ability, you have to wear gloves, rubbers, leathers, face shield, baklava, and to be qualified to do this. That 400 amp clamp and the potential arc flash energy in the cabinet, which they are supposed to be marked also, I will get all the information together for you to show you. I do not want to see somebody going into that cabinet that hasn't had the proper training. But it doesn't matter whether it's management or whatever, or having the proper safety equipment. This goes back to the incident injury and illness prevention program.
I appreciate your input, and I look forward to your study and the results.
I will bring it to you tomorrow.
I'm assuming, and the certified electrician from Britneth, we watched him actually repair, and he had none of those safety equipment.
He's violating the law, and he's putting us at risk. Because if we see him go in there, even though we have an additional rider on there, so he's additionally insured, we have due diligence responsibility for anybody who comes onto our premises to follow all standard safety protocol. And if the corporation or company has stiffer ones, when you come on, if he brought his tow truck onto our site, he has to wear long pants, steel-toed shoes, met guards, long sleeves, safety glasses, and a hard hat. He would not be allowed on the property that way. And that's beyond OSHA regulations. So we need, I will get that information for you and I will show you, because I've been through the training three times already. And I deal with that, of course, every day, and I paid the price for it by not following that. So now I'm breathing. I don't know if you remember what.
Yeah, I remember that.
I'm real adamant about it, because that's a silent, invisible menace. Okay. Forgive me for getting on my soapbox, but sorry. I see other, not being on the committee, I see here a Milwaukee M18 fuel three-piece auto kit, not knowing what's in there, but I'm just presuming it's a drill motor. Is it a drill motor, impact driver, and a flashlight, or what is it? I would hope it's a lot more than that for $800. It's the last item on the Cornell tool page there.
the interesting part, Sarah, is right there, as you look at this department or this screwdriver set, and you know that
they're exact, they're, I mean, the handles are, I don't know what the difference is between the two, what the $100 difference is between the two.
Yeah.
I would have to,
I mean, I've got the
I have an idea what I think this is, but I'm going to have to advise the board maybe next
Now, the drill bit price, the drill bit price is reasonable when you think about Ryobi drill bits are not what I would call the better drill bits compared to what they're going to have at Cornwell. More likely, they're a Hanson brand.
They're cobalt.
Cobalt is a type of material.
Cobalt is manufacturer. Mm-hmm.
No, you're thinking of cobalt with a K, which is Lowe's.
No.
Cobalt is a type of material. It's a harder material than high-speed steel.
I'll have to research that. But, what I'm thinking it is was the an automatic wireless grease gun to service the backhoe, but I'm not sure. So.
So now the check still needs to be signed, though?
Calvin signed it.
All right.
Why are we even talking about this?
Talked about it.
Because it was an issue from the financial
committee
that
maybe
we brought up before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as it turns out, from a safety factor, there's plenty of something out.
All right. Well, this was an item for discussion. There was no action to be taken on it. So, next item on the is the approval of resolution 03-2018 authorizing the San Gregorio Pass Water Agency to act as the point of contact. This was discussed once before.
That was for the Irwin,
okay.
Which is, it's very similar, but it is a different entity, at least at this point in time.
Yeah. I presume Steve has reviewed this. And
yes, he's the one that sent me the resolution. Okay. But this is for Sigma,
yes.
With the San Gregorio Pass Water Agency, and they requested that each agency, which is part of the Sigma group, present a resolution saying we acknowledge that San Gregorio Pass Water Agency is the point of contact for DWR and the grant funding, because that's what DWR is asking for.
Yeah. So we need a motion on that one?
I make the motion we approve.
I second it.
All right. So motion to approve made by Director Israel, second by Director Davis. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Abstain.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Link?
Aye.
There's a manager meeting tomorrow, so if you can get a wet signature before you leave, turn that in.
I try to do that all the time. She comes back, she chases me out to the car. Okay, so next item is
public comments.
Come on, John. Maybe she's hiding her behind her right there. Future agenda items, anybody?
Can we look into this?
Yeah, you got it right in your page. Look at
I mean, to see if that's a cost or a fee to register and all that. It being one day, I don't think there would be, but
not for 4 hours or whatever.
Well, would you put that on the agenda for next month, please?
Yeah. I think that Oh, yeah, no, that's fine.
Yeah, because it's not until August.
August 10th. There's a number right there. I'll call them tomorrow.
I tried to look on their website and I couldn't find nothing.
Cost, so I'm presuming it's a, because of all the sponsors in the front, I'm speculating that it's a...
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know.
It even has my name on it. For me.
It doesn't say.
I don't know. It's the San Bernardino County Water Conference.
There's one in your box.
What is our plan B to the California water fix? Who owns the water in California? 2017-18. That's the state. Yeah, I can't even say that right.
Recap. Countywide water inventory update. And
Guest speakers.
Robert Link at the bottom.
That's something on the, this is, I don't think it needs to be an agenda item, but what I would like the district to do, and maybe have the attorney do, is draft a letter to all of our vendors stating that they are required to follow all, in and all, safety regulations, federal, state, local.
International.
Yeah. Because this way, if they're put on notice, that they are required to, and they fail to, and something happens, at least it's a little bit of a, I'm speculating that we might want to have Mr. Anderson deal with that. Because based on what you're saying, see, even where I go to work, when I go into a cabinet and it's 700 volts DC, I have to have it. If I go into a 120-volt cabinet, I have to be wearing my gloves because you're within a certain distance of the voltage and there's a potential for shock.
Part of the SOP that I'm researching and developing, that is part of the, not only for the vendors or our contractors, but pre-construction meeting, and also with the staff here. So, and then your comment about having a safety materials, a safety sheet, procedure and material, that'll also be filled out. So, if one of, whether it's in-house or one of the contractor has an accident, you know, they committed to, well, here's our safety program. These were the directions that might limit the liability to the district.
All right. Any other thing from anybody? All right. We're going to adjourn the meeting at 9:15.
I have a comment.
Comment.
Go ahead.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
management comment.
Comment. Sorry.
You had mentioned about getting rechargeable batteries. When we first got this wireless system about 2 years ago, we were having issues, and we replaced the wireless mic with another set, and since then, with board meetings only once a month, there's certain procedures how I've been testing it, and I've determined that. Like tonight, some of the mics were given out, and I've noticed with new batteries, they're not given out anymore. So I'm narrowing down the issue, and also prior to buying, investing in rechargeable batteries, I bought a wagon full of 9-volt batteries. And we're at the point where I think we're down to maybe 2 bags. And when they will start getting depleted down to like 10, and I'll go out and purchase the lithium batteries, rechargeable lithium batteries.
Not the dollar store, okay?
They only get quality stuff. Mm-hmm.
So that's it?
Make a motion to adjourn 9:17.
Thank you.
Thank you.